I could totally see somebody be like, well, what happened to steak? Oh, well, you know, we were kind of hungry, waiting, start recording, and we're like, steak is really good. And then, like, Squig
Seriously?
shows up out of nowhere, like, Superman style, just like, and hands up, like, a bottle of A1. We're like, sorry, steak, you gotta go. And that was the end of steak for the week.
Just for the week?
Well, I
Crap.
mean, you know, there's a lot of steaks out there.
Yeah, there is a lot of steaks out there, actually. You look
Well,
on
and
Skype.
he has plenty of other cuts left, so.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all things Final Fantasy XI. Steak is not here, obviously, so everyone's probably listening to this like, this isn't right, where's Steak? He's not here. So, I'm Fusion X.
I'm Chinchilla. I'm Squigalicious.
And with us today, we have our guest returning. We have Calathalion. Hello.
Yay! Is
Right.
there a reason why when y'all say welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, ne you never sound excited? Steak doesn't sound excited either.
We're in.
What's
We're
with that?
bracing ourselves. We know it's going to be really exciting, so we're like holding back until it gets like real juicy.
Yeah,
It's
okay.
true. It's true.
See,
Hold yourself
she's
back.
all
You
like
can't do
monotone right
things.
now. She's like, yeah, I agree completely. Like, she's building up. She's waiting for it.
I
And like
am.
in the middle of the episode, she'll be like, "Woo!"
What am I, Yoda?
No, I'm Yoda.
No, you're
You
not.
can't be
There's a
Yoda.
girl I work
You're
with we
not.
call Yoda. But
Well, yeah.
that's 'cause she's annoying.
Raffle Durst can't be Yoda, I'm sorry.
Annoying Yoda
Yeah,
is not.
sorry, Raffle.
Anyway. Okay.
Wow.
Let's, yeah, moving right along. We're Steak. We should call him up on a cell just so be like, just do your
Like,
thing.
yo,
Just
stay.
say moving right along and
Yeah.
then just go on to whatever you were doing.
All right. So first we got news. Last week, it was actually before PlayOnline posted their thing about it. I posted stuff about the new Final Fantasy XI like premium box set that has it's all the soundtracks in one box. It's got a piano collection, and it's got a CD with a bunch of released or unreleased tracks. It has like Distant Worlds acoustic, which is really cool. Some other
That is
stuff. It
really
has like the
cool.
Promathia fight thing, the fight song from the last mission when you fight him, which is pretty cool. There's like sheet music in it and everything, so
That's
very
awesome.
cool stuff. You can actually get that. You don't have to import it anymore. You can buy it right off of the Square Enix store, which is really nice. So if you got, I think it's like what, 80, 90 bucks or something like that.
Ah, jeez.
Nice.
It's pricey. Yeah, it's 90 bucks. But you know, some people out there might be interested in that. I think they should just release each CD on iTunes. Because we've been waiting
Yeah,
for the
that'd be a
Outer
good
Gone
idea.
CD for, you know, we don't.
Ever.
It's, yeah, it's a shame. But,
Indeed, it is.
so that's that. And then we got, they announced the date for the Feast of Swords event coming up on April
Woohoo!
27th here. And we get a new wooden katana this year.
Lol, wooden katana.
It looks cool. It's got like a white hilt on it and.
You know, I actually have some katanas, some great katana skill now, so maybe I'll try it out this
There
time.
you go. Well,
I still have mine from last year.
remember though, when you do it though, it caps you at level 1.
Yeah,
So
that's
then I
true.
go, so then I go White Mage Sam next. Too easy.
The
Dur.
one time you'll find it useful. Very cool. For people that haven't done the
Cool.
event before, basically what there is there's a bunch of armors that are running around, you know, each of the newer areas. And you get a wooden katana, and you go around and you beat on them, and like each hit you hit on them is like 1 HP. So basically, you just do this until you're dead, or you're dead or they're dead. Hopefully, you don't die. That would kind of suck.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
But you know, you can get some. Last year they had it where you could get stable. They're like neck pieces where it would take you to the Chocobo, you know, stables in Bastok, Windurst, or Sandoria. They had like 10 charges on it or whatever. Kind of a cool thing to get around.
That is cool. That's one less silver piece you use to get
There you
to your
go.
home nation.
And
Worth 20 minutes of
I was looking
beating
at
stuff with sticks.
on Wiki about this, and I guess one of the armors is the Usu Cane armor. which is the name of the new the set salvage set. Which I thought was kind of, well, technically it's like, it's Usukain Haramaki, I think, is a salvage set, but it's like, it's close enough. Mm. So that's kind of, I found out, that's kind of weird. But, you know, very cool stuff. Hopefully, they'll add some other stuff just besides this new, Great Katana, which, I mean, it looks really cool. So that's all I'd care about, but hopefully they'll add something else besides just a regular, event items that you can get.
True.
So that's it for news. We're gonna do something a little different. We got a couple additions to the website, so we're gonna go ahead and tack that on after news here. We put up our links page this week. You can access it. It's on the left side of the page. It says pages, and it says links. You just click on it. Got, you know, a whole bunch of links. We got stuff for Wiki, LBR, Auction House. We got some websites from some of our listeners. We have Broderick's website. We got his link up there. So, a bunch of cool stuff, you know. We wouldn't put up useless, stupid links, so they're all worth checking out. So go ahead and do that. Some good stuff in there. And then we also have our non-news number two this week, which is...
Woot!
Chin was bugging me this week. She's like, make a comic. I'm like, all right. Yes. So I cut off her leg.
What are you doing?
I cut off her leg. I put a gun on it, and there you go. I'm working on an idea for this week to go along with the theme from the comic of this week. Some of you probably might know where I'm going with this. I think I talked to Squig about it. So we'll see where that goes.
Dun dun dun
dun dun. Dun.
All right, moving right along. See, we got that out pretty quick. We're already in the game. Jeez, this is what happened when Steak's not here. We actually get stuff done, and there's no like sidetrack.
Don't say that. Usually, I'm like,
no.
Blah, blah, blah.
We'll get distracted at some point.
That's very true.
Oh, look, a kitty.
Oh, jeez.
cat.
All right, so
awful cat.
In game. So I guess, Calathalion, you're the guest. We'll let you go first.
Indeed.
Oh, dear. I am currently up to Dragoon level 50.
Nice.
On my I haven't played that the character in months. Anyway, no, over on Bahamut. And I've been stuck at 50 for a week and a half. Because I'll go and I'll look for party two or three hours a day, approximately. Aww. More or less.
Welcome I've to the wonderful couple... world of Derg.
Raffle Derg!
Yeah. I got a few invites, but like, I would get there, get like 500 experience after three or four battles, and then the party disbands.
Lame.
Or somebody had to leave and we couldn't find a rep for them. So
that's the worst.
We were forced to disband because it was like the tank or the white mage, so we had no choice. What was it? About that week and a half ago when I had reached 50, me and Taken and Mr. Coffee and Durendal and Big McLarge Huge, we all went out and got me my first limit break.
Nice.
This is like a record high for you too, isn't it, Kelly?
It is. That's highest awesome. I had ever gotten before was 36.
Nice.
On
That's
my
cool.
previous character.
So awesome.
Everything is new, and I have no clue what's going on.
We're endgame, and we still don't know what's going on half the time, so.
Oh, that's encouraging. So, we
Speak
also went.
Trying to make him feel better. Shut up.
Go look at the Planet Terror, and you will see. Anyway, Chin is epic, and you know, after we did that limit
That's
break,
awesome.
we went and I don't know. They were bored. I was bored, and wasn't finding a party, so we went ahead and got my first armor AF, technically second AF, but the weapon doesn't really count.
Right.
So I got the Draken, the... Right? Whatever the legs are.
the Bryze or however you want to pronounce
Braise,
that.
Bryze, yeah.
The legs.
So I can't wait to equip them, but I haven't been able to yet. So those are level 52.
First piece to AF, if I remember. I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, you said your Dragoon is 50, right? I got a 50 Red Mage I can probably take out. Maybe we can get some parties together.
Ooh. I have nothing. Like, I have a couple things at, like, 37, and from there, it's, like, 37, Sam 73. It's, like, this huge, like, gap. I'm going to take something up between there. I don't know what, though.
Yeah. Yeah, and I kept going out and soloing or leveling up my NPC or
there
whatever,
you go.
But so I'm slowly doing other things while
actually,
I wait.
There's
parties,
actually a use for the NPC. It's if you're a Dragoon that can't find parties.
Nice.
Yeah.
What
but
a plug.
Still, yeah, it's still
no way.
Not
NPCs can be so useful, man.
Yeah, they can.
I've seen a thief claim Behemoth and kite it for 20 minutes until we got there. And he got it down to, like, 75%.
Wow.
I'm not really sure how a thief kites and does damage, but...
Very carefully.
His NPC was, like, hasting him, and it was crazy.
Wow.
I was thoroughly impressed.
Nice.
I was like, give me some hides.
Yeah, buddy.
Sweet. Yeah, let me know when you got the NMs to do, man. We'll go and go to the Temple of Ulia.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to
it. I remember Sammy helped me with that NM when we went in there. And something went wrong, but it didn't wipe us. I can't remember.
Let me know too. I'll help out.
I'll pretend to help out.
Yeah, I like getting coffer keys.
We'll drag Chin's mule out there that she's got on Bahamut, and
she can just
sit there and poke the NM.
Just sit there and poke us.
Or like emote pretends to do something useful. But or you could just fight it and die. That'd be funny too.
Woot.
Very cool.
Just keep casting re-rays on her.
Yeah.
Chain spell rays. That's cool. I love that.
I've seen that before. It's good stuff.
It is a good time.
I was in a party a long time ago and we had a PL. It was a red mage. And something happened. Like he went AFK and the guy pulled and we all died. He comes back. And all of a sudden, he's just like, wah, 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 wah. It's like, that was the coolest thing I have ever seen.
I need to do that one of these days, get my red mage out and go to the dunes and find a whole pile of corpses
dunes.
And just go crazy.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. Right, cool. So is that all? You got more?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all of the more interesting things that's gone on lately.
Alright, cool.
Plenty of boring things, but we don't need to hear about that.
You'd like talk about your epic adventures of how to LFP in Juno for 5 hours.
Yay!
Now that's epic.
First you put the flag up,
that is
and then
so epic.
You do a sit command by the fountain, and then you go off and play Wii while you wait. You should make an LFP guide. This is how you LFP.
Name a character
steps.
LFP.
Ten steps to find to look for party.
That's what we need to do.
By dragoons.
And, I'll make a character now, a mule or whatever.
There you go.
Called LFP girl, and level dragoon on it.
Oh, geez.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Nice. All right. So who wants to go next?
Squig.
Don't everybody jump up at once now.
Well, I came back to my in-game link shell this week, and a lot of the stuff on Bahamut. Unfortunately, my in-game link shell chose this week to do C, so I couldn't really do much. But on Thursday, we went out, and we went out on the Mana Clipper, and we fished up. There's an NM that you can fish up that will give you the item that
Hirogenite, is that what it is?
Something like that. And what he does is he drops the item that you need for the Black Mage JSE boots, which are pretty worthless, but there are a couple of Black Mages in my link shell that want them. I was on there for close to 2.5 hours, and I used basically my entire multi-ticket, barrage ticket. Oh, wow. And we've got, yeah, the first two times we got him, we fished him up like 1 second before he got to the pier, so yeah, we weren't able to kill him. And then the other, I think we got him like 5 or 6 more times, and he didn't drop it. So I'm kind of hoping, I never did find out, you know, if they got it after I left.
I remember, yeah, when I was in my older end game shell, we did that. We were going to like get it, and like we were going to sell it and like split the cost of it or something.
Yeah, I mean, number one, you never see the JSC boots on the auction house.
Right.
They're worthless, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, it's I think it's Enhancing Magic +6, Dark Magic +4, and Conserve MP +4, and Enmity +2. What Black Mage wants Enmity? But, you know, I guess to have the whole set or whatever, so
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping that a couple of the other Black Mages did get it, because that's what they wanted, so,
right,
you know. Each his own. My link show also did Dynamis Buburimu and Dynamis Valkyrum, which I wasn't able to participate in. But, you know, I went today and I cheered them on as they were going in. Yay! Yeah. We're doing Jorm tomorrow, so
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. I've been getting some merits on Black Mage. I learned Freeze 2 and Flare 2 this week.
Very cool.
So, of course, I went out and I tested them on the Gobbies and the Dunes. That's just what I do.
Of course.
I get a new ancient magic spell, and I gotta do it on a gobby.
The gobs, you come in, they're like, oh, crap, what'd you get now?
And ever so often, yeah. You'll see a new patch. Run and they'll
away.
See,
it's like, Frank, she's back, go.
Ever so often, you'll see, like, a newbie level, you know, 14 in the dunes passing me, and, you know, they'll see the spell off. I go, whoa, yeah, that was so cool. I'm like, okay.
You're like, it's a spell.
Time to leave.
Yeah. I've had that happen before.
Dwarmy gets to see my Flare 2 tomorrow.
Very cool.
Squeaky Cat. Squeaky Cat's my character on Kujata. And I did not have any good experiences with her today. In fact, I am probably going to end up deleting that account.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know if it's, you know, leveling in the dunes is just a little bit too frustrating for me or what, but I met some really huge a-holes today, and I don't know. My first party, I had my Warrior 16, and I got level 17 in an hour, so, you know, I was straight with that.
Mm-hmm.
My second party, we went up to kill pugs. I pulled our first pug, and probably about a quarter into the first battle, the white mage Kuragas and dies, which causes the rest of the party to wipe. And then, you know, the black mage whose home point was in Juno was like, well, I guess I'm going to go see y'all later. And just
yeah, good.
And then the third party I was in, I ran all the way back to Lothian Plateau to solo, and they're like, party? I'm like, okay, sure, why not? And, we get 5 members. We meet up at the Selbina entrance, and we stand there for probably about 30, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And then the blue mage is like, well, I got to go in 10 minutes. So we kill a couple of Ts and VTs and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves, and the thief, who took about 5 hours to put together his pull macro, like, how do you do a pull macro?
Oh, jeez.
He goes ahead and he pulls.
What?
And I hit the wrong I was my warrior, so I hit the wrong macro for Vogue, and used my Raging Axe macro, and he was too far away and ended up losing my TP. It's like, you need to Vogue faster. I'm like, I hit the wrong macro, dude. And then it went immediately for the white mage, and I'm like, and so well, I didn't hear anything else from him. I'm like, I have a 30-second recast timer on Vogue. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Being all sarcastic and everything. I'm like, thanks for... I actually said it. Thanks for the sarcasm, guy. Oh, no problem. And so at that point, I don't know if he was friends with the thief or whatever. At that point, the white mage just stops curing me. And I die.
Okay.
I'm like, you gotta be kidding. So I just... I home pointed and disbanded and logged out. So I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I just don't have the patience. I've always wanted to level a Mithra, but I'm not feeling it. So
yeah.
What I'm probably going to end up doing is selling all my gear, sending Stake my gill, and just deleting the character. I don't have any interest in it anymore.
That white mage, if you're listening, if you know, like you were in this party earlier, you know what's going on? You suck at your job, sir. Doesn't matter if you have a grudge against anybody. Like, if you're a red mage and you don't give somebody haste, that's one thing. But not curing them in the dunes, that's another thing, sir.
I've cured people on my black.
Stop saying sir.
I like to say sir.
it makes
it
you
might
sound
not
like
have been a sir.
Stop saying sir.
True.
I'll call them it. Are you listening, it?
It. Who is this it?
Knock it off.
But, yeah, I mean, plus stakes never on anyway.
Ooh. Call on him out.
She's calling you out, Stake.
He's going to listen to this and he's going to be like, oh, shoot. He's like, he's off with his friend and he's probably sitting there. He's like, something's happening right now. I should be there. He's got like the sixth sense. He's like, something's wrong. I'm waiting for him to like call me. Like, dude, what are they talking about me?
He'll be like, I know.
He probably would.
But, I mean, that's basically my week. Like I said, I'm looking forward to Jorm. I'm hoping that my LS does Sky next week.
Mm-hmm.
And Oshi's supposed to come back to the game next week. So nice. I'm going to try to get a Reverne A01 run in. And hopefully, I'm hoping and praying that quite possibly I can have a Diablos access, if not cleared, mm-hmm. by the time, you know, my link shell decides to do another
for Diablos,
COP
the
Dynamis.
The key for Diablos is don't use Dark Knights and Black Mages to stun.
Yeah.
Get a Samurai.
Yeah, most likely they'll probably throw me.
Yes, it is.
That's false.
I did Diablos. Lies. I attempted him 4 times, okay? The time we won, I was the only stun on Samurai. And we won.
A lot of Black Mages and Dark Knights don't know how to stun. Properly.
Which is really, so, really, really, really true. Bad, because that's their job. I'm a samurai. Yeah. I just pull weapon skills out of my butt.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to know how to stun.
I mean, I'll wholeheartedly admit it, even as a black mage. A lot of guys don't know how to stun, so.
Terrible. I should do Dark Knight, just because I'd actually be a good stunner.
Yeah, you probably would.
Maybe if I get bored. I don't know.
Jeez,
I need another
job that has a hard time getting party invites.
The other.
I'm already used to it. I mean, I'm going to have Samurai at 75 soon. I'm going to need another job. I don't know. I'm still trying to decide. Maybe we'll open up a form about it. What should Fusion's next job be?
Not necessarily, because Samurai's got some awesome merit abilities.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going to merit it and stuff, of course. But I need something else to.
Maybe you should take up a mage job.
No, I shouldn't.
No.
If you're not into it, don't do it, because you're not going to be good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I did, like, main heal on a blue sub-white one time at, like, level 20, but no.
No, you serious. Yeah. Nice.
Like, I got barred to 37. After that, I'm just, like, it was, like, 36, and a couple of people were like, anybody have anything around this level? I'm like, well, I kind of want to get Mazurka just for the hell of it.
Well, obviously.
So I got it, like, up the one level, and I'm like, I'm done.
I'd love to get Mazurka, but I'm honestly not the type of person who'd like to level Bard, so that's not going
to
happen.
I do. I'd like to level Bard just for my
We'll open up a forum thread on what Fusion should level next. And, like, I bet everyone's going to be
bard.
Like, everyone's going to be like, Pup and Beastmaster.
Do Pup!
You know, I am considering
Pup.
Don't do Pup,
because then I'll really ruffle and I'll actually mean it.
If I had actually stuck with it and gotten Pup to 20, we were going to possibly do it.
What level is your Pup at?
16.
Squig, have you even unlocked Pup?
Yes. The only job I don't have unlocked right now is Corsair.
Have you leveled it at all?
Shame on you, Squig.
No, I have not.
We should do this.
Oh, she leveled it to like 11 or 12, I think.
We should do this. Everybody needs to get their Pup to like 20, and we'll just like make like an all-Pup static.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I've wanted to do this for so long. We need to do it. Maybe I'll even convince Coffee to unlock the job.
I don't think I'm ever going to convince Oshi to put another job through the dunes.
Oh, we won't.
Unless I'm
do
there
it.
PLing.
We won't go to the, we'll go
but
somewhere
it's a
else.
A whole party of pups, we wouldn't need to go to the dunes.
You just bypass it. You'd just be 75 in minutes.
Yeah, there you go. That's how pup rolls.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, though. I'm totally curious to see how a party of pups would do.
I can imagine Oshi coming up to me. You, PL, now. No.
I bet Coffee would PL us if I asked him. Because I don't think there's any way he's going to...
Yeah, because he's the one
Pup is the one job he hasn't unlocked, and he like vows that he will never unlock it. I'm like, dude, let's go unlock Pup. He's like, no.
You need to get his info and go in and like unlock it.
I should have done that when we went to Michigan. He went to Michigan to visit some friends with me and Taken a couple weeks back. I should have just like gone on there and like put him on Puppet Master in like the middle of the desert. He'd log on, like,
oh,
he'd be like, no.
What is this?
Why did you unlock it?
I know, he'd probably cry.
Yeah.
He would die a little inside.
Wow. So, yeah, we totally got sidetracked now. Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm totally gonna put that thread up. Maybe not. I'm kind of pumped for Puppet Master now. Dang.
Sorry.
It's all your fault.
Hey, maybe I'll get bored of looking for party tomorrow and
there you go.
Level Pup.
I mean, you're used to soloing already, right? So there you go.
Sort of.
I guess I'll jump into what I've been doing in game, and then we'll hit Chin up. I did another Dynamis Buicidine this week.
Oops.
It was pretty fun. We got the clear again for a couple of people. We're going in again on Monday. Did Dynamis Zarkbard yesterday, which I have to say has like the coolest music I've ever heard. It's not like the normal Dynamis music, which is really cool. What else did I do this week?
You tell us. We don't know.
Well, why not?
Because I said
you should
so.
Know everything.
Over.
We did two Bayakos today. We got horrible drops. And then we did a Siriu. We only got, I think we got the Crimson Hands. And, like, that was it. It was just, you know, kind of...
Nothing wrong with them hands. Them hands are awesome for Corsair.
Well, for Corsair. But the Corsair and our Link shall already have
the only
them.
Job that matters. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, and how much do you play Corsair on, compared to your Red Mage?
Yeah, like, never.
Yeah, there you go. But
that's unfortunate too. I love Corsairs for merit parties.
I've never had a Corsair in a merit party.
I'll tell you, that double attack rule, like all the warriors are like, wow.
Rule.
Wow. They're like double wow.
Double wow.
I feel like I forgot what I was doing. I attacked six other things and now I'm dead, but wow.
Oh, I know what I've been doing.
You died?
I don't know. I did. And you know why I died?
Why?
Because I tried to self-skill chain the first mob we popped in Buicidine as Sam Sub Dragoon.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
I have no words.
We were waiting to get into Dynamis Zarkbard, and there's a couple skeletons right by there. I was doing self-fragmentations on them. Self-skill chaining off of them, yeah. I had counted off the damage. I did, like, 2,039 damage. Just, like, all in, like, that little time frame. Like, I was hauling.
So does your LS make you go as Samurai now all the time?
Well, they don't make me, but I choose to, just because right now I have more XP on it than I have on my Dragoon.
That makes sense.
Really hate to D-level to 74.
Yeah, that would be
so,
cool.
Yeah. But I got... It all started... Like, I've been looking at the price of Wyvernarians. It gives you, like, 5 haste if you have... Dragoon on as a sub, and it had dropped like 200k over like the last month. So I'm sitting there, I have the money for it, and I'm like, I'm kind of like going back and forth, like, yes, no, yeah. I'm like, you know, what the hell, screw it, I've got it. And I show up, and they're like, I jump on something, they're like, are you sub Dragoon? I'm like, maybe. So they're kind of like, we better see some self skill chains. I'm like, you know, let me see what I can put together. So did some fragmentations, which is cool. I'm waiting until I get 75 on Samurai so I can do some self-darkness. That'll really be,
That'll be cool.
Be really cool.
Heck yeah.
And, oh, what was, last night? Zarkbard. We had, we didn't clear it, so obviously there were dead people at the end when we came out.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was weakened. And someone had, hit a skeleton or whatever, and the skeleton Thundaga'd, and he killed the guy that just came out and was weakened because
awesome.
He had like 32 HP. So we come up and we see Thundaga, and someone's like, this isn't going to end well for somebody. And you just see the guy just drop.
You're like,
and that was like the highlight of the Dynamis run was afterwards when the guy died because he was weakened. We got like one warrior AF, so that was cool. But like the big thing was the guy. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard before. We're just sitting there, and then all of a sudden there's just your. But yeah, you know, so that's what I've been doing. I guess what Chinch is the only one that's left now.
All right, let's see. Well, the kings are all in an A time on my server now, so. We've been doing a lot of Fafnir and Adamantoise and all that stuff. The first time we went down, Nidog popped.
Ooh.
And we got claim, but the person in our LS that claimed was outside the Alliance. Yeah, because they showed up late and they came in and he was like there. Like, I don't know how that worked, but so they claimed him and they both dropped and they tried to invite him. But one of them had, what's it called, blockade?
Aww.
Yeah, so that didn't work. So one the thief, like, kited him around the area, and he flailed and killed a bunch of people.
Oh, jeez.
So everyone was mad at us. So naturally, instead of that being funny, which it really is funny, come on. Like,
yeah,
even if
is.
Someone else did that, you'd be like, well, you know, what the hell are they doing? And then you just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
People that get so serious about it.
Right.
And so people were kind of laughing at us and mad that we did that, but we were like, whatever. We didn't get the kill or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back the next 2 days, and we didn't get it. And then on the third day, we actually claimed him and killed him, which was awesome because that was a first for me.
Nice.
All right. Still haven't killed him yet.
He's pretty easy. The only thing I think we had trouble with was we didn't have any white mages. We had like 14 people and no white mages, so that made it kind of rough, but it was fun. Other than that, that's really pretty much it. I mean, I've been kind of busy with work, so I haven't been able to play much, just on for that. Oh, my fishing's level 35, which is cool.
Oh, jeez.
I
can't even get my fishing to 1.
I was tempted the other day.
Because I'm a noob. I just don't like.
Wow.
I don't sit there for like hours on end and fish.
Dude,
like fishing is boring in real life. Why would I do it in a game?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is.
It's
no,
not
it
boring
isn't.
In the game though.
It really isn't because you're like, what am I gonna fish up next? And you're like, oh my god, 1 gill.
Like, whoa, remote carp. I'll add this to my like 6 stacks I already have.
Oh well, funny story. So. I get home from work tonight, and I go down to Battalia Downs to, you know, I wanted to finish off a stack of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, goblin bounty hunters there, which surprised me, because how often are you actually there chilling, like, looking for fish bots or whatever?
Right.
So I cast my rod, and I swear Essie, like, controls the gobbies, because as soon as I get there and I catch a few fish, here comes the bounty hunter, and he just stops and stares at me for a good 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm like, what's going on here? So I stopped and I like emoted at it. I did like a huh, and then it just like turned around and ran away.
What?
And then it just went back like on its path. I was like, wow.
Very interesting. I wonder like, if there's some kind of like hidden AI or something behind those.
Yeah, like to log you if you're standing there for a long time or something.
If there's somebody just fishing there for like a certain amount of time, they'll just start attacking it.
I mean, I know at least, yeah, like you said, like he came over, saw you, and then went back on his normal path. Like, I had been in a party, I don't remember what level it was. We were in on Zozo. We had just come back out onto the beach.
On Zozo.
And he came down the coastline, like we had zoned because somebody linked to scorpions. We didn't want to die. Yeah.
That's understandable.
And I think one of them popped right by our camp, so we had no choice. So we zoned. And we were resting and healing, and one of the bounty hunters came right up and started attacking me. So I got up, jumped on it twice, and then like one of the other party members hit it once and it was dead, but you know, I mean, it's a combination. I guess if they do control them, it's just random.
Right.
In XP parties in the dunes, I've been killing them out of spite. It's just fun. They're like T's and EM and whatever to me, but it's fun to kill one.
Yeah. I still haven't been at like any of the areas that have these since the update. Should one of these days, maybe I'll go and I'll kill some with my pup.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Papa's like 20. I'm sure I can take one down in the dunes.
You'll die.
Let's go right now.
Do it.
Bring your mule out there.
Report back.
Report back.
My mule wouldn't make it that far.
I'll come back.
I'd start thinking about something else and die.
Here's instantly.
Oh, I'll come and sneak and visit you.
Okay.
No, here's the report back. Squig suddenly gets a tell from Fusion X. Squig, can I get a raise?
Rez, please.
Please.
Pretty please. I'll give you gills.
It's like, how much gill?
2.5.
Okay. Do reverse site A01 with me, and you got a deal.
I'd be like, I'll home point. I hate that freaking mission.
You'd love it.
No.
Don't lie.
I
you do.
I don't.
You want to kill another mammoth. You know you want to.
Yeah, but I want those mammoths to be on an airship.
You love it. True. You're still stuck on that?
Yeah. Every time, there's this one dark night in our link shell. Like, it kind of aggravates me because we don't really plan it out. Like, the Dark Knight will come out and it's like, who wants a new airship? And, like, I'm not going to, like, pass it up. Be like, yeah, you know, I want to take a crack at it. I want to get this done.
True.
And we always have, like, just 2 CCB polymers. Which is really bad, because anyone that's done it before knows. Well, you know, some people have done it without them. Like, I think, Chin, you were saying you didn't use any.
Yeah.
But, like, it really does help. It's, you know, anyone that's done, like, probably.
What does it do? It just stuns it for a few minutes?
Yeah, it just messes it up. Like, Anima's doing the Promethians.
I get you.
And so, because you know how they go like all crazy, like when they start getting, you know, down to lower percents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
That'll help deal with that. So, there was a guy on today who said he's like, anyone want to do airship? I'm like, well, I kind of do, but I'm not going unless you tell me right now that we have 4 CCB polymers set up. That's the only way I'm going to go in now. Because I mean, there's no XP loss anymore. Because, you know, after the updates, it's not like I'm losing anything.
Still, why should you want to waste your time, too?
Well, yeah, my time.
I mean, you're a derg. How many invites do you get?
I mean, granted, I got a crap ton of, samurai.
But, I'm just teasing you anyway.
You know, I got so many high pot tanks from, like, assaults and stuff. It's like, that's not really an issue. But, you know, there's, like, you know, I get regen drinks and stuff like that. You know, food, it's just, I mean, usually I don't use food. But for this, you know.
How do you usually not use food?
It's very
that
simple.
That disturbs me on so
it.
Many levels.
For some situations, I'll use it. Like, you know, BCs. Yeah, I'll use it because there's really something huge at stake. If we lose, you know, that's going to suck.
Right.
But, like, you know.
That's all that time and
merits for stuff. Like, people always complain. They're like, man, I'm so poor. You know, like, you know, then they'll say something about food, and I'm like, well, you don't need food. It helps, but you don't need it. So, you know, if you're like, oh, I have, you know, I'm so poor, but I need this, you know, I can't live without food, well, try. I'm going to get another, like, email or something about this. Every time I say that, someone somewhere is like, Fusion, sir.
Fusion's no. Food hate email.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it. I know it's coming. But, yeah. Where were we?
Food is bad. No.
Depends. If they had, like, nachos in the game, I might go for those. I like nachos.
You're like weird. The tacos.
Or like tacos
Nazian nachos.
Or, like, Taru Taru pizzerias or something. That'd be cool. That'll be the next job. That'll be one of the new jobs. It'll be a pizzeria guy. And you can, like, make pizzas and, like, throw them in mobs.
Screw this.
I like the silence there. That makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
So I guess we'll go into emails now. We got
the emails.
The emails. We got one email from Elyon this week.
Just one?
Well, there's two, but I'm not reading it. I'm just gonna explain some stuff from it.
Gotcha.
True.
So, you know. He says, I was on my I was listening to the show, and is this the right email? Let me see.
Yeah, that might be important.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. I was thinking of the one I was talking about, and I was trying to read the email. I'm like, this isn't matching up. So, okay.
Another dick-ditty moment from Fusion X. Continue.
I'll be here all week. All right. So, Helion. Yeah. Because I was on my main. He's trying to level his Black Mage sub. And he was looking at his magic skills, and he had elemental and healing capped. But he saw that his enfeebling wasn't, and he was thinking that, you know, we could talk about a way to skill up magic and weapons and stuff like that. And also if there'd be a faster way to skill up stuff more than just like 0.1 at a time. So like, you know, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can skill up. But for like the 0.1 thing, like it's random for really, isn't it?
Yeah, for the
you know,
most part,
like
it's
sometimes
random.
You'll get like a point.
It's just like skilling up a weapon.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it won't skill up, sometimes it will. You know, sometimes it's just one. Sometimes maybe you'll get like a point. I think I've gotten a 0.4 or 0.5 was like the highest one I had.
0.5 is probably one of the highest.
Yeah,
I've got a 0.5 on my divine magic several times, but my divine magic tends to be way under what it's supposed to be. So.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, there's a whole bunch of different ways
I think
you could do that.
Everybody's divine magic.
Well, I think it's dependent on your level, the level of the mob, and your skill determines the chance that you might get a skill up.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a whole bunch of factors and stuff. So, if you're looking to skill up stuff, my recommendation would be, just like if you were skilling up, you know, a weapon or whatever, go to the last area you fought mobs at or whatever, and, you know, whack away at those and see if it's going up or anything. Just kind of go off of that. It'll be just like doing a weapon skill up party.
And for Black Mage, I mean, there are two spells that I really use to keep my Enfeebling Magic capped. First of all, Black Mage and Enfeebling Magic is very important because we get Sleepka 2 and Sleepka.
Yep.
And those will really help out, especially later on in in-game. I use Poison and Dia to help get me up my mind feeling magic. So usually those are two spells that don't usually get in the way of other people's spell casting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can usually cast those and get away with it. So that was just me.
All right, cool.
True.
Our next email clarification thing. Last week we talked about Mega Elixir. We had Captain Rag on. We were talking about the good old days. And some people said that you could still download it, but you... What it is, it's still on iTunes, but you can't download it when you go to click on the episodes or whatever. It's not there anymore. It's still registered like in the music store and everything, but you can't get to it. So, unfortunately, you know, no more Mega Elixir.
Just PFA now.
Just,
sorry.
It's just...
Sorry to inconvenience you all.
You know.
Psych.
Yeah, it'd be cool, but, you know.
Yeah, Chin doesn't really care. But she doesn't want to say it.
Emmy is gone, so. Alright. As everybody knows, Steak isn't here. Last week we started up our Treasure Coffer segment. So, I talked to him earlier, so we went ahead and pre-recorded some stuff, gave out the details for that, and put up the new question. And so, here's a clip of that, I guess. I'll just play this right here.
Hey guys, it's Steak. I'm really sorry that I could not be on the show this week. I decided to, I needed some time to help a friend in need this weekend.
Steak is good like that.
Huh? Yeah.
Never, so, you know, he was going to level Paladin this week, but something came up, and someone needed help again.
I actually was going to level my Beastmaster. But anyways, sorry I could not be on the show, but I did want to share with you the results of last week's Treasure Coffer. Okay, the question last week was, where is the U.S. Home Office for Play Online and Final Fantasy XI located? The answer we were looking for was El Segundo, California. And the winner of last week's Treasure Coffer was Fedant of the Geruda server. So congratulations. I'll be sending out your prize on Monday.
And we won't tell you what it is.
No, so. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's going to be... It's a completely random
Maybe we'll say what it was next week.
But when you get it, you can start a forum thread and say, hey, look what I got.
There we go.
So,
and we'll get conspiracies with lot numbers and prizes and the Da Vinci Code and, you know. whole bunch of random stuff that really doesn't connect.
Awesome. So congratulations, Vedant. And you'll be getting that shortly.
Very cool.
This week's treasure coffer is going to be a little bit different than last week. It's going to be Name That Tune. And the tune is... Okay, so Name That Tune. Go into the forums and send a PM to Treasure Coffer. And that's all you got to do. Send it with the correct answer, your character name and your server, as well as your mail address, where you want me to send this thing. And good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Right.
Okay, so cool. Like we said, send all your answers to the Treasure Coffer account we got on the forums or whatever, and maybe you'll get lucky and win.
True.
Yeah, cool.
So who won last week?
We said in the recording.
Were you not paying attention?
Oh, come on. Sorry. I get it, lol.
Were you not listening to the clip that I pretended to play?
Wow, some people just can't pay attention.
I get it. I'm sorry.
lol editing. All right.
Unreal. Wow.
Okay, so a couple of mentions we got. Me and Taken are going to be at Anime Central coming up, Chicagoland area, for those of you people who are around here. Nice. It's May 11th to the 13th, so we'll be around. We'll be in our PFA t-shirts. So definitely, if you're going to be there, look for us. If not, you know, no biggie. I'm not expecting people to, like, stop what they're doing and be like, I'm going to Chicago.
Yes, you do. You expect that.
It'd be cool, but...
You'd be like, yo,
it's
yo, yo.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's your perfect chance. We're gonna talk to some people and get some cool stuff going and maybe get some recording done there with some people.
So okay.
Show for that weekend after. Would be cool. But so that'll be cool after that. And then there's two projects I'm kind of working on the side. One of them I'm doing by myself, which is right now I'm taking a game development class over at school. And we have this final coming up where we have to make a game. So I'm making the Pet Food Alpha game. So
that is awesome.
We're gonna have there's like four levels with me, Sammy, Chin, and Steak. We're all doing different things. So I might have to get some like Chinisms or something for Chin's level, I'm thinking.
You have to have some type of babies in drawers, boss. It's gotta happen.
If we're gonna have
like just a drawer that spits out babies or something.
Yeah, I'm definitely. There's a whole bunch of stuff for people that have been listening to the show. I'm gonna put some stuff in there. Some, you know, like mutated burger sandwiches. You know, some babies in drawers, and something very, very interesting.
Wow.
And another little
mutilated scene. Or mutated burger sandwiches.
And Chin's gonna shoot him, and she'll be like, "True."
Obviously.
I can already see, this is like this is gonna be weird.
Make sure you got Johnny McNoob in the background for your tips.
There we go. Like you die, Johnny McNoob comes up. It's like you should try not sucking next time.
Yes.
But
do it.
I did that on my last game I turned in. My grade sheet came back. It's like I don't suck. That's kinda harsh. But anyway. Another side project I got going on. Do you know what Red versus Blue is? Have you heard about it? The Halo, the guys that turned, they took Halo and used it to make like a little series of episodes and stuff like that. Or I'm trying to think. Have you seen like the Von Adil? There's Flash cartoons out there.
I have no idea what
anybody
you're talking
know. About. Okay. So basically, me and Taken, we were hanging out. We were like, dude, we should make some kind of video with Final Fantasy characters and stuff. And make it make, like, absolutely no sense.
Obviously.
So I was like, I'm good at that. So we're working on something now. We're putting the video together.
I was like, I'm good at that.
I am.
That's awesome.
I'm good at making them stuff, right? So we're working on that. Hopefully we'll get that up. Either later this week or next week sometime. I don't think we have a whole lot more work to do. For people that have been looking at our comics, it will have bulgy eyes. In case anybody was worried, I didn't do bulgy eyes in the last comic. There will be bulgy eyes in the video. So just, you know, hold on. Bulgy eyes
are taking this bulgy eye things way too seriously.
You know what? Bulgy eyes are the way of the future.
Owns your soul.
Bulgy eyes are the way of the future.
Owns your soul.
Well, I mean, what else is it going to own? Your face?
Well, I mean,
it owns his face.
Eyes, face.
Oh, burn.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
I think we're all kind of tired.
We're dying down. We had that little bit of excitement in the middle where we were talking about me probably never leveling Puppet Master. And now we're just kind of like, we're still talking? And they're all
apparently
like,
not.
They're all drifting off. Yeah. It's like, we were like, we got into an argument. We're just like, no, we're done. I'm done with you. We're not going to talk anymore. That's it. All right, cool. Well, yeah, we're done anyway. So,
we're going to get emails saying, where was steak? Seriously.
We are.
What was with this episode?
Steak came to me. Steak came to me. We were supposed to have some guests on this week, but it just didn't work out. And he's like, before we knew about that, though, he's like, can we record early? I'm like, no. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, we really can't. Like, you know, normally I'd be like, sure, but we had some stuff planned out. And he's like, well, you know, this, you know, I was gonna supposed to do this and this. I'm like, dude, just, you know, get out of here. Go. He's like, but I want to be on the show. Like, he was like, he's like, dude, I want to come on the show. And I was like, no, go have a life for like one weekend, get out of the house. So he'll be on next week, I'm sure. If I'd be surprised if he wasn't, he's always here. So, you know, no biggie. He'll be around. So you can email us at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, lols, anything.
Yes, you can love the lols.
I'm a fan of the lols and the raffles.
And the squaws. Big fans.
You can hit up our website, pfa.bethegamer.com, and check out our forums there. We actually got a lot of people talking in the forums now, which is really cool. We got a lot of activity going on this week.
Yeah,
so
keep that up, guys. That's
true.
Awesome.
Very cool stuff.
Good stuff.
And I guess that's it for this week. So, goodbye. Or don't, you know, your choice. You just stand there and make me feel really stupid.
I'm sorry.
I totally missed my cue.
Just say goodbye.
I don't say goodbye. I say see you next time.
We'll say see you next time.
Later. Peace out, Cub Scout.